Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. Continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want, Kevin in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were talking about encounters earlier of some sort. I wonder if you guys have ever had an encounter with J.C. Webster. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
I have not.
Who is he? He's a religious nut that likes to call into radio shows. But,
you know what? I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Sounds like you're on a VoIP line or something like that. Things are getting unstable. We're going to come back to you, though. In the meantime, let's try Ken in California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ken. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, not much. I just heard Mark was feeling a little blue because he doesn't get interviewed that often. And he just happens to be so lucky. Tomorrow night I have an internet radio show, and I'd like to invite him at 7:30 Pacific time, which would be 30 minutes after your show.
Okay.
He'll take it.
What's the show?
If I get off the air, I'll give you the contact information, the toll-free call-in number, and what extension to dial.
Email it to me if you would.
Okay, which email would you like me to use?
Mark at freetalklive.com.
I can do that.
Do you want me to bring Ian along for the ride?
No,
sure,
it's just you, Mark.
Ian's more than welcome to come
Mark.
Along. I
it's
just wanted
Mark.
To ask you first.
Okay,
no,
thanks.
Just Mark. He gets it all by himself.
Oh, come on, Ian. You got me on your website. We're playing your show right now.
All right. Well, I know that, Ken, but I'm trying to give one to Mark here. I'm on every single interview. He needs one all by himself. Trust me, it'll make him feel
better. Okay, fine. We'll take Mark.
All right, very good. Well, talk to him off the air. Anything else on your mind tonight, Ken?
No, you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Let's continue with your calls, and we are going to go to, I believe, Kevin dropped off. Maybe he'll call back. Let's try instead Rich in North Carolina. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, howdy.
Hey, Rich.
Listen, I've got an example, or two or three, depending on how much time you want me to spend, on how taking donations can actually work instead of charging people.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Well, in New Hampshire, there's a particular farmer who makes raw goat cheese, and the state of New Hampshire knows better than the people and says that raw goat cheese is not safe for human consumption. So what she does is she'll go to the farmer's market, and she's got the sign out in front of her table that says effectively the state of New Hampshire has determined that raw cheese is not safe for human consumption, and so I cannot legally sell this to you. However, if you would like to have some, and if you would like to make a donation, my goats and I would be most appreciative. And you can actually go to the farm. It's in Canaan, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all on the honor system. You just go in, drop the donation in a jar, and write down what you took, and walk away with the products. And apparently she makes more money doing that than she was before when she was actually charging for the cheese.
Right. Because,
amazing.
And here's the reason. I mean, you know, for sure, there's a phenomenon out there like called cheap people that will not pay, what it's worth. But there's also out there that when I go to the store and I buy a block of cheese, I am paying for that cheese an amount that I'm trading fewer dollars than I think that cheese is worth. Because if it was more dollars than I think that cheese was worth, I would leave it on the shelf, as I do a great deal of stuff when I go to the grocery store. I only exchange dollars for the things that I feel are worth it. So in some cases when I go there, I exchange fewer dollars than I think are than it's worth because I feel like I'm getting a deal. The other day I was at the grocery store and they had Intamin donuts, those 8-packs, the crumb donuts. I really like those. They had them 2-for-1 at $4.25. Yeah, baby. I grabbed those things so fast it made your head swim. My wife wouldn't let me buy more than two at once. But and it actually it turned out that somehow they got lost in the cart and we never got them home.
Oh, no.
But it doesn't change the fact that I was very happy about at the time of getting them. I was also very sad that I didn't get them when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just goes to show those people are trading fewer dollars than they think that goat cheese is worth. So when you don't peg a price to it, you're liable to get more.
Right. Another example is a restaurant in Salt Lake City. I've been there. It's called One World Cafe. You can easily look it up on the line. And they do not have a set price for the menu. And it's served buffet style, only they serve it for you. And it's really cool because when you go through the line, you point out what you want, they scoop it for you, and they'll say, is this enough, or would you like more or like less? And it makes you think about how much you really need rather than paying a set price and then trying your hardest to get your money worth and overeating and so on and so forth and leaving stuff on the plate. And what happens is at the end of the day, all of the waste won't even fill up one garbage can. And that one garbage can goes to the compost, and they grow their own food a few blocks away.
And people are voluntarily determining by themselves what it was worth to them?
Exactly. And there is a suggested sliding scale. Yeah, you make the decision. And also, if for some reason you can't pay, you can always volunteer to work in the kitchen or in the garden, which is where they're growing food for the restaurant.
Now, presumably, if somebody, a freeloader type, were to come into this place, how would they deal with this? How would they deal with that person?
I understand that at one time there were a bunch of university students who were coming in and taking advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or there was some school right nearby. And what happened was the restaurant owner went next door and she talked to the professor or whoever's in charge of the school and said, you know what, I cannot keep doing this. The way it's going. And what happened was they had a talk with the students and they worked out something among themselves and it worked. They decided, well, yeah, we don't want the place to shut down. And they did whatever they needed to do to keep it going. And by the way, the concept, which was never supposed to work, was so successful that another restaurant using the same concept, I understand, has opened up in Denver.
Interesting. What was it called again?
One World Cafe.
Yeah, One World Cafe.
How long have they been open?
I don't know. It's been several years.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I visited it the last two times. I visited my friend in Salt Lake City when I was traveling cross country.
Interesting. You'd have to be a little more careful if you're running a restaurant because obviously there's some real serious costs involved there with food and labor and all that. But, I mean, compared to what we were talking about earlier, what brought this conversation on was these people on the internet claiming that they have the secrets to getting people, to withdraw from the income tax and Social Security and all that. And in this case, all they're going to do is deliver a PDF over the internet. So, we're talking about something that has next to zero cost.
There's a lot of work that went into the information on that PDF, one would assume, if it's legit. It's you've already done the work, whether you sell it to one person or whether you sell it to a million.
Right, and so when you suggested that maybe they should just get the information out there, and of course the more people have the information, the better we're all off going to be.
Absolutely.
All going to be off anyway. Then as for donations, when I heard you say that, I thought, wow, that's a great idea. And here are a couple of examples where it actually works.
I thank you for that, for those examples, Rich, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can bring up what you want. It works for us. It worked for Nine Inch Nails that released their album, their most recent album, online?
Couldn't tell you.
They essentially...
There are lots and lots and lots of bands that are well compensated by doing just that. They don't go through record companies anymore. They go straight through, and they get donations. And or they sell them themselves, which, it's just fine. But
Nine Inch Nails released their, I think it was Nine Inch Nails, they released theirs online, and they said, here you go, download it free, and if it's, and then you type in, was it Radiohead? Maybe it was both. But anyway, you type in the amount that you think it was worth, and I'm sure some people put in 25 cents or whatever, or nothing at all, but some people put in enough to make it worth their while. It was a successful experiment for them. So... if it's true that these people have the secret to withdrawing from the federal government or getting out of the IRS or the Social Security, put it out there. Let people have it, and then we'll know for sure it's true, and your praises will be sung from the rooftops all across this country. You'll become so wealthy as a result of that, it would be amazing. So why aren't they doing it? Well, maybe they don't actually have any secrets at all.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, all the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, if the order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. They've got toys, lingerie, and all kinds of marital aids. Movies, too. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
By the way, I'm being told we are talking about people taking contributions for their efforts, for their whether they're musical efforts or research efforts or, in our case, on-air efforts. I mentioned Nine Inch Nails. I'm being actually confirmed by Bile from blogofbile.com that Nine Inch Nails has now done this for two albums. So it worked so well the first time they did it, which is put their album online, let people download it free, and then let them set a contribution or give a contribution to Nine Inch Nails as to what they thought the album was worth to them. So it worked so well the first time, they did it again.
Well, I'm not of the opinion that this business model is going to work with every product. I just don't think it's going to work.
Well, if your product is crap, then it probably won't work well.
You're going to sell your car at
I mean,
everything in the world
is
for sale, right? Like you'd sell me your car for $10,000, right?
I agree with you, Mark. I never said this would work for everything.
I'm just saying that it doesn't work for everything, and it's, you know, it's an idea, and I remain quite skeptical of the product line that we're talking about. These Patriot sites where one has to pay in order to be free.
Indeed, or to learn the alleged process that will allegedly set you free. So we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, and we go to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Sorry, mind, Sean.
This reminded me of, I've checked out different companies that sell these quote unquote reading training services where you buy the kit and after studying the kit, you'll be able to read through an entire 500 page textbook or what have you within a half an hour and retain 100% of what you've read. I am very skeptical of that because none of that has ever been proven. And I agree with what you guys are saying. If there's any company that does have a reading system down that really is that tight where you go through it and bam, you could effortlessly, like if you're a student, you could effortlessly read through your class textbook without having to waste hours upon hours. They should put that out there for free and then charge a fee for consultation if you're not understanding the course.
I think so, too. I agree with you. I think there's a lot of things that could really benefit from that. They could prove their product by putting it out into the marketplace for free and get it spread all over the place quickly. Whereas if you've got an upfront cost, a lot of people are going to be like you, very skeptical. They're going to withhold from purchasing the product simply because they don't believe it would actually work. They could be proven that it would work, then they'd probably jump on board. And the way to prove that it works is to give it away.
Yes, and also establish some credibility because these companies that sell like this photo reading stuff and things like that, you go to their website or you call their 800 number and they're not able to give you any concrete evidence that what they're offering actually does work. They're not able to show any university studies or any kind of independent research that has been done on their kind of system that shows, this will improve your reading speed as well as your retention.
A lot of people have talked about speed reading in the past. I believe it to be possible. I don't know how many of them are legitimate and how many of them aren't, though.
I think I believe it because I've heard so much about it. But I've taken this, you know, speed reading, you know, I've been instructed in speed reading in the past. And basically what my experience was is they tell you to look at the middle point of the sentence, you know, not the sentence, but the line on the of text on the page, and then continue on down quickly. And essentially you get some gist of what they're reading, but you don't read it in the same way that I read a book when I read it for enjoyment. So I don't know. I'm highly skeptical.
Sean, I'm with you. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts. 800-259-9231. By the way, I'm being clarified here from Bile. He's telling me that the Nine Inch Nails album that they did online was given away online, and then you could purchase it in physical form, if you liked it.
Sure,
and I don't know if that's the best way to do things. I think you should, if you're going to do an online album, you should give it away online and allow people to just contribute for the digital version and allow them to buy the physical copies as well. And maybe it was Radiohead that did the online contribution option. I know that some band did it.
Well, it should be up to, you know, the individual as to whether or not they want to do it, and, you know, the marketplace will reward or punish those who do it poorly or well. So
Nine Inch Nails also gave out something like 400 plus gigabytes of high definition video footage of their last three shows in their last tour. Fans are now putting it together for a DVD. They also allowed fans to bring cameras to some of the shows and have created a forum on their website to allow fans to upload videos and photos. Now you contrast that to some of the old school ways of saying no cameras allowed in our concerts. You know, where you'd have to essentially smuggle something in if you wanted to record a concert.
Did. Mm-hmm.
And they did. But I think that it kind of goes back. Wasn't it the Grateful Dead that was known for allowing people in with recording devices into their shows? You know, that never hurt them. Having bootlegs out there of concerts and that sort of thing available in the marketplace never hurt the Grateful Dead. It was something that their fans really appreciated. And as Nine Inch Nails has
enough so that they followed them around.
Right. And as Nine Inch Nails has discovered, it's something that allows you to create a community to allow your fans to interact with the footage that they've recorded and to allow them to openly trade these things and to do things that otherwise the band itself wouldn't have been able to innovate, to do things that they would, you know, they just think up on their own. Like sometimes our listeners come up with just these great ideas that they present to us, and we usually just say, run with it, take it, do it, you know, take our logo, put it on what you're doing. Somebody made a video of our logo on YouTube. Did you see this, Mark?
Yeah,
it's pretty
great.
Slick. He took the, I guess he must have taken the original vector graphics that Johnson put up on the website and made an animated version of the Free Talk Live logo with like the fist coming up and breaking through the chains, the fist holding the phone, breaking through the chains. It was really great. We didn't ask him to do that. He just went out there and did that. Should we be upset that he did it? No, he's doing something that's helping promote us, and it's great. So 800-259-9231, put it out there, and you will likely be rewarded if it's right. Worthwhile.
We need to make that available to our listeners in some way so that they can use it on their little YouTubes when they create YouTubes to put a little free Talk Live commercial in each one of their YouTubes.
800-259-9231, I actually did ask him for a shortened, higher resolution version, and I'm in the process of doing that, Mark, and we'll put that up on the promote page. 800-259-9231, so we can talk to you about whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269 844-3420 today.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki. We've got over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and edit virtually anything you see there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show. Jason Osborne, the principal over there at SACL CAI, is a huge supporter of Liberty. I would encourage you that if you've got a business or you know somebody who does, to turn your accounts receivable over to Jason and his crew at SACL CAI. Good folks.
All right. You can see their banner, by the way, at the top of the Free Talk Live website. So we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, starting with Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Andy.
Howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just have a little story I wanted to relay.
Can you roll your window up?
Yeah, I'm not in the car.
Oh, okay. Sounded like a car. Go ahead.
That was a 100 horsepower air compressor.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to decide whether government is greedy or stupid.
Both.
And I'm guessing so, because I just read a little blurb today that said on February 4th, our buddy Barack signed something into law, some kind of, I don't know, acronym. And it has to do with tobacco and smoking. Mm. And they increased the tax on packs of cigarettes from 39 cents to $1.66.
That'll save really? People. At a federal level?
Yeah, at a federal level. And,
oh my gosh,
get this. On the roll-your-own tobacco, you know how some people that are actually, you know, fiscally responsible will buy this roll-your-own tobacco and it makes it cheaper to roll cigarettes?
Yeah.
Not many people do it, from my experience. But
yeah, they're pretty foul-tasting.
Some of them are all right. But anyway,
okay.
They increased the tax on roll-your-own tobacco from $1.10 a pound to $24 a pound.
Oh, my God. That's going
to
put those people out of business.
$24?
$24.13 a pound.
Wow.
Starting April 1st.
And, you know, I understand that what they're thinking is they're going to incentivize people, to stop smoking. But
No, that's not what they're thinking. They're thinking they're going to protect their buddies in the cigarette industry.
Well, some people are thinking that that's the reason. But I'll tell you, a lot of people that are on the lower end of the economic scale purchase these roll-your-own cigarettes.
Yeah.
So they're really punishing the poorest of the poor, mm-hmm, by going after them. And
not to mention those manufacturers.
They're not going to stop smoking. Some of them are not going to stop smoking, so therefore they're going to harm their families by spending more money on tobacco rather than, you know, essentials and things like that. This is hurting people.
That's what they're good at.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. I'm glad you brought that up. Any other thoughts? Anything else on your mind?
No, I'm going to get out of the way. You have a good night, guys.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. How many of those, I don't know much about the cigarette industry. Obviously, there are certain people that are big players like Philip Morris. Who owns the companies that are distributing the roll-your-own tobacco? Are they divisions of Philip Morris, or are they more smaller manufacturers?
Smaller manufacturers.
That's what I figured.
The ones I've checked into.
That's what I figured. So essentially what they're doing there is...
It's been a while, mind you.
They're going to make it very, very difficult for these small manufacturers of selling the roll-your-own tobacco. Going to make it very difficult for them to compete in the marketplace. That's a tremendous tax increase. Now, I'm not sure what it costs for a... What are they, the cartons of cigarettes?
Yeah.
The multiple packs? You know, I'm not sure what the difference is between buying a carton and buying a roll-your-own and the rolling papers at this point in time, but that gap is going to close pretty significantly if it's going from $1 to $24 tax
it's
on a pound
huge
of tobacco.
Increase.
So 800-259-9231. Maybe you are.
I don't know whether a pound of tobacco is a carton or what. I couldn't tell you.
I would say it's probably less than a carton, but I don't know.
I would think it was somewhere around there, but it's just a guess.
Maybe you are a cigarette expert, someone who smokes them, somebody who rolls their own, and you can give us the numbers on these. How is this going to affect you?
I'm pretty close to a roll-your-own expert. So I was in prison for almost 9 years, and they guess what they smoke there.
Really? How do you get that? Do they just bring it in? You can buy it from the commissary?
Yeah, the canteen, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so we continue with your calls. Talk Jason in Washington, D.C. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Jason?
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I caught the tail end of your conversation about how to maybe, you know, find that taxation isn't legal or see if you can get away with it. And I think as libertarian activists, we should just be very public about disagreeing with the entire premise of taxation. And we should either cheat on our taxes, which isn't really cheating, but doing the moral thing of giving the government less money, mm-hmm, so they can buy fewer bullets and bombs to kill people. I mean, the government does things all the time that are just against my morals. And so I've just gotten to the point where I'm just not going to pay anymore.
Right. I don't care if taxes are legal. I don't care if the government's got all kinds of things written down that says, everyone must pay taxes because we say so or else. I don't care what they've written down on paper. I don't care what their judges say. I agree with you completely, and I'm glad you really nailed it down to the root issue, and that is that taxes, period, are wrong. It's immoral to tax somebody, and it is something that deserves to be disobeyed, and I agree with you completely. So you're saying that you no longer pay federal income tax?
That's exactly right, and I try not to pay state tax as much as possible. You can't get away with sales tax. But,
yeah, sales tax tough.
And let me tell you, property taxes is also a tough one as well, because they'll steal your house.
Exactly. Well, I'm getting ready to make the move to New Hampshire. And,
great.
And so I'm going to register up there and everything, and I hear property taxes are a little bit higher there, but at least we don't have to worry about an income tax for the state.
Not yet.
Right, exactly. Well, can I run an idea by you guys what I'm planning on doing as far as my tax protest?
I would love to hear it. Go for it.
Okay, so there's all these pie charts around that where the government tells you how they're spending your money, you know, a certain percentage for defense, a certain percentage for education and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to take that exact same pie chart, and I'm going to take what the money the government says that I owe, and I'm going to spend it on things that I care about. So my personal defense budget would figure all this out exactly, but like I would fund women who are victims of domestic abuse, and I would pay for weapons and pay for training for those weapons, and then I could feel good about spending this money on defense.
Nice.
For like parks and recreation, I would sponsor a baseball team and have little kids running around with like Dodgers on the backs for tax dodgers. But some things that I actually care about that I'm morally in favor of as opposed to what government does, which I completely reject.
I love it. I think it's a brilliant idea. I hope more people will join you in this protest. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, I wish somebody else would do it because I'm sure that the man is going to crack down on me someday, but I just I want the proper narrative to be out there that libertarians, we're a pro-people movement, and so we care about one another. We don't need government getting between me and my neighbor and caring about one another.
I think that you will find other people to join you, and that's something that is pretty easy to do up here in New Hampshire, is to throw an idea out there to the activists, because there are so many of them. Some of them are going to ignore you. Some of them are going to say, that's a great idea, but I don't feel like participating, and some of them are going to join you because they would agree vehemently with you. And so when are you coming up?
Hopefully, well, this whole project is going to be launched before tax day, so we want to start making our way up there. I'm actually going to get an RV and travel the country, but I'm going to be based out of New Hampshire, hopefully Keene, because you guys do some great work, and I really love that that's the center of hardcore libertarian activism.
Are you the Jason from Beer Crash?
Yeah, I used to run Bureaucrash, but now I'm just a big supporter and activist of what they do and what you guys do, of course.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to you coming on up here. It's the activist population in the Keene area has probably doubled, at least doubled, if not tripled, over the last 3 or 4 months. And, of course, it's the middle of the winter, so probably the moving action is relatively slow. So we're expecting a whole lot more people coming in here in the remaining months of this year. And I think it's great. And, of course, people like you with the profile that you have, Jason, will encourage even more people to come to the Keene area. And then the government will crumble. Thank you for the call. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things you can do that are mostly free, some of them very low cost. They're going to help get this show into more ears around the world, help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about as we continue with your phone calls. Going first to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Martin.
Hey, guys. I digress a little bit, but I was talking to a plastics engineer, and he said he used to make cigarette filters out of plastic and acetone. So if you ever got drunk and lit a cigarette backwards, you get the serious taste of what that was all about.
Acetone's not the safest of chemicals, from what I understand.
I've done it, and it didn't taste particularly good, but I don't know that it killed me or anything.
No, I mean, it wouldn't, but the point is, I went to a Dominican Republic smoke tobacco with a Connecticut wrap, and it's a Maduro 652.
Okay.
Anybody smoke cigars?
No, Mark does.
I do. I mean, I've heard the terms Maduro before. I don't know what, you know, the specifics on these.
So you're not a connoisseur, Mark?
I don't see any reason to know all the details.
Well, it's just it's a darker cigar, and it's a more bold smoke than the naturals. But anyway, Saturday you guys were talking about either PETA or the environmentalists talking about, well, we can't build here because there's a bold weevil that, you know, exist, and, you know, it's the last of its species, da-da-da. Now, I listened to This Week in Science with Dr. Kirsten Davis. She is smoking hot. And she comes out of Berkeley, California, and they do this podcast every Tuesday. And I was listening, and they said 50 species a day die, mostly due to man. But the thing is, I mean, what? How can it keep up with that?
That's, yeah, what? Where did those numbers come from?
Well, they got them from somewhere.
You know, even so, 99.9% of the species that have existed are already extinct. We're dealing with 0.01% of the species. You know, I'm not saying that I'm callous towards this. I think that I'd love to see all the species continue to exist, but to think that the world is going to be static in some way is just it's ludicrous. It's just not going to. The world is not going to stay the same.
I cannot think that the dinosaurs are going to coexist with human beings. It's just not going to work.
So, yeah, definitely not. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, I just wanted to bring up that point from Saturday.
Steve. Well, I appreciate your call, and thank you for your time. Let's talk to Bill in Alabama. Bill, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just kind of caught the I came to your show a little bit late today as I was actually listening, Ian, to you on Bureau Crash's the podcast there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So I missed what the context was about the DUI thing. But it sounded like you were encouraging people to refuse the breathalyzer.
That's what I had heard. The story was out of Florida, and it was West Palm Beach where they were going to be offering breathalyzers to people at a DUI checkpoint. And if they did not take the breathalyzer, they would then be asked to offer their blood to the police, and if they refused that, then they would be charged with a DUI, apparently. But it was my understanding from a conversation I'd had with Julia, who'd allegedly talked to a police officer down that was working in Florida, not in Palm Beach, but elsewhere, and he had said that, and this was before they had the whole
blood
policy.
But was noted as hearsay.
Totally hearsay, yeah. He had said that it was better to refuse the breathalyzer and take that charge than to actually end up getting charged with a DUI.
I've heard that from a law enforcement officer myself.
Okay. Well, I actually had dodged a serious bullet on I'm a commercial driver.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday, I was coming back. I met a friend of mine down at a bar in Norfolk, Virginia, and I was driving back to Williamsburg. And 5 miles from my home, I got stopped.
Mm.
And I ended up went through the whole, you know, funny walk and all that stuff and ended up
blowing. Were you driving your rig?
No. This is my personal vehicle.
Oh, okay.
God, no, I wouldn't. No. No drinking and driving while I'm in the big rig.
Yeah, it just seems like they like to pick on you guys. That's all. Go ahead.
Well, I ended up blowing a .075.
Wow,
so I was about 0.005 away from actually taking a ride.
Really close,
yeah. Very close. However, I found out later on that for a commercial drive, you have a commercial driver license, the over the limit is 0.004.
Oh, crap.
Oh, God.
So either the cop, you know, so he was a city cop, so apparently he was doing me a favor,
mm-hmm.
or he just didn't know the law. And my point was that as far as refusing a breathalyzer, if you're a commercial driver, that's the same thing as admitting guilt, and you're going to lose your job and your CDL.
Okay. Thank you for that point of clarification.
Even in your personal vehicle.
Good to know, and you're probably right that since he was a city cop, he just probably doesn't deal with professional drivers very often, unlike, you know, a statey or state trooper who's constantly pulling over truckers.
Yeah. But I just wanted to bring that up, and I wanted to find out what the context of what that was.
Hey, are you the Bill that's getting the Free Talk Live bumper sticker?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, cool. So you'd be driving, are you cross country?
Yeah, I'm all over, except for Alaska and Hawaii.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for being out there, and thanks for being the lifeblood of the American economy.
And thanks for not driving your big rig to Hawaii.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL, CAI toll-free line. I got a lot of respect for those guys, professional drivers. I mean, it's a tough, tough job.
It seems like it would be kind of cool to see all the different things and drive around. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I bet you can get tired of it too.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously some real positives. You're getting out and about. You're seeing the country. You're seeing different things. You're experiencing the people of the road and all of the things that can happen on the road. And that's also the bad part is you're on the road, mm-hmm. and we know the roads are run by the government. And so imagine the amount of if you're on the road for your job. It's essentially when you're driving, you're constantly on the road. Right. When you're not on the road, you're sleeping. So when you wake up, you're back on the road. Or if you've got a, if you're doing a team thing, you're like a husband and wife team, you're constantly on the road.
You've constantly got the government looking over your shoulder.
The government's constantly looking over your shoulder. Plus, yes, the government at the state and federal levels has tremendous amount of regulations on these guys. They are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the feds, the Department of Transportation.
Not to mention, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of this ticket writing is for revenue generation for the state.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think that they're looking, you know, if they look at you, you know, the regular individual, like you're a meal for them. Well, they look at the, you know, big rig guys like they're a shopping cart full of meals.
Yep. Commercial drivers, they are absolutely picked on by the federal government and the state troopers. There's no doubt about it. And they're so valuable. They're really important. I mean, they're the ones that are moving the salad that you ate last week across the country. They're moving
everything you consume.
Everything you purchase in the store is coming over the road through their big rigs. And so I just want to thank them, you know, just because they do a great job and they deal with the traffic, they deal with the backups. I mean, can you imagine? You remember getting stuck on I-75 when you lived down in Florida, right, Mark? It was awful.
Just being stopped like that. And I suppose you know maybe as a truck driver you get a sort of more laconic view of driving, and you don't take it quite so seriously as many of us do.
But you're also on a deadline at the same time. I mean, you've got to get from point A to point B within a certain time.
An individual guy who owns his own rig, and I hear that has gotten harder and harder as more and more regulations have been pushed through by more and more of the bigger companies. But yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure you feel the pressure thing, and there's probably it seems like they've gotten it down. The federal government has gotten it down to the point that you just drive 10 hours a day, and that's it. You go the speed limit and go 10 hours a day. And
you have to log too, don't you? That's one of the other regulations they have to do.
Yeah, I don't know about logging now. Probably the big companies have sort of GPS logging, I would guess.
Really? I thought that the government agents can inspect your logs any old time they want to make sure that you've been sleeping at the right times. So I think you actually have to have a log for them to inspect if they pull you over.
They may very well.
I believe that to be the case. Plus, there are the irritating way stations that you have to deal with. Having some small amount of experience with that myself, when we traveled up to New Hampshire, there were way stations you would have had to have pulled over at. We pulled over at one. Luckily, the rest of them were closed the entire time. They will weigh you. They will check your cargo. I mean, because you could be carrying drugs or immigrants or whatever. And so there's so many rules these guys are exposed to, which is one of the reasons why professional drivers like Bill are really good prospects for the Liberty Movement. A lot of them are already into freedom.
Yeah.
And they're really great liberty-oriented people. A lot of them are. So it has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site for free. Again, freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.